Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
Long bone of the Mo Thugs movement, part of the Bone Thugs and Harmony family tree, the 86ers brand ambassador. Check it out though, listen, in a world full of followers, be proud to be different, be an 86er. So what I need y'all to do is go to the 86ers.net. we got the dopest apparel, men and women, everything you need for a fresh start. I'm talking tees, zip ups, tanks, hoodies, and the best hats at a price nobody can match. I'ma ask you this though, what do your clothes say about you? If you don't know, come to the 86ers.net and find yourself out. And a special shout out to Don McGuire, the host of The Fighter's Voice. Salute, big homie.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
Welcome to The Fighter's Voice. I'm your host, Don McGuire. I'm sorry about that last clip. It kind of cut off a little short. But nonetheless, we're here, we're live, and we got a hell of a show for you. You know, when I look back into my past, the part that I love the most is I got my start in boxing. And to be able to be an aspect in the sweet sciences truly made me who I am in the sport today. Well, today, we got a young man and his father on the show that have truly created greatness in the sweet science, and he's a true prodigy and the future of the sport. With that being said, I want to welcome Jesus and Chiquito Herrero to the program. How you doing, guys?
Good. How you doing? Thank you for having us.
Good. Thank you.
Man, you guys, what is it about the water in California that has you guys so humble, man? You guys got to speak up and be kind of boisterous, you know? You know, Chiquito, I want to start off with you. It's the water.
Yes.
You know, Chiquito, I want to start off with you, bro. You're getting ready to make your pro debut. You know, as a young man that's been in the sport for quite some time now, you've created greatness. I mean, I could go over your accolades and we'd be on here for an hour. But you got an opportunity to step up and turn pro. What does that moment mean for you, son, that now the amateur days are behind you and you're basically on a clean slate moving forward?
Yes. Well, you know, it feels good, you know, knowing that, you know, all my hard work in the amateurs has paid off, and, you know, now I get to showcase it in front of, like, you know, like a bigger audience and like a very competitive sport, you know. And not a lot of, you know, kids get that opportunity to do that. You know, it's a tough road. There were a lot of bumps, you know, and we just pushed through it, and shoot, now we're here.
Yeah, now we're here, baby. You know, one thing I like about you, Chiquito, I've been at the gym myself. So to my listeners, I know these people in life. I know the Herrero brothers quite well. You know, I've been at the gym, but one thing that I admired most about you, other than your ability, is your willingness to teach others, your willingness to stay in the gym, help your father, and show others the proper technique and show others how to gain the aspects that you've gained in the sport. What instilled that in you, young man?
Oh, so, you know, I just want to, you know, help the kids out, and, you know, because you never know, like, one of them could be like me one day, you know, and, you know, I would like to see that too. You know, so I like to help my dad out with the gym, you know, help all these kids out because, shoot, I know it's a lot on my dad's hands to run a whole gym. So, you know, I thought I could, like, you know, do my part and help them out a little bit and show these kids how to, like, you know, throw a punch and move around correctly. And, you know, it feels great that I'm, like kind of like a role model to them, too.
Yeah. Well, you definitely are, and you're definitely an aspect of the sport that I truly appreciate. You know, I want to jump to your father. You know, how does it make you feel knowing that years ago you sat back and you saw something in your children and other aspects of the sporting community that made you divulge yourself and give all of you to create greatness, and now to truly see it pay off through your son, Chiquito?
Oh, it feels great. Very proud. Proud every day. I think about it all the time. And I go back to his first amateur fight and when he lost. But he was more excited because he got a trophy, and he went behind our back and grabbed a little Sharpie and wrote his name on it all scribbly. So to see that, and 108 fights later, it's like, man, you know, like time flew. Time literally flew. It's like a blink of an eye. And I'm proud. I'm proud that we got this far. I'm proud that we're this new journey starting. And, you know, I'm glad that he's still dedicated and devoted like he did when he first started.
Oh, most definitely. You know, just to let my listeners know, you know, his father did speak about his first outing was a lesson learned. I don't use the terminology of a loss on my show because it's not a loss. It's a lesson learned. You know, you pick up, you learn from it, and you move on. But to let my listeners know, he had 108 amateur fights, 100 wins, 8 lessons taught, 23 national titles. You know, young man, that's something to be commended. You know, the only other fighter that I think I've ever had on my show that came close to that was a new prodigy that just got signed to Golden Boy, Victor Morales Jr. You know, he's been in the sport 14 years. 12 years of that was as an amateur. And so when he came over to the pro side, a lot of people didn't know who he was. They didn't think he had the credentials to move up into the sport. You know, what does it make you feel like knowing that now you're stepping up in the game and now some of your idols are going to become your rivals in the sport of boxing?
Like, you know, it's honorable. Like it's an honor because, you know, I just met Chocolatito, my favorite fighter, like last week at the Ryan Garcia fight. And, you know, I look at him, I'm like, dang, I'm really, like, meeting my favorite fighter. And, like, one day I'm probably going to end up fighting him down the road. I'm all like, you know, so I was, you know, I feel really happy, you know, that I've made it this far. And, like, seeing that, like, my idols are soon, you know, going to be my rivals.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the thing I love about your career and what you've done in the sport is you've done it from a small town. You've accomplished something that not many fighters have been able to do. You know, let's face it, where you come from, you're either a field worker or you're in the sport. You know, there's not much out there.
Yeah.
What was it that initially had you fall in love with the sweet science, the sport of boxing? What was it that had you in the gym instead of out there in the park playing with the kids? What invokes you and gives you that passion each and every time to step in the ring?
It was my dad. He'd always talk to me, like, you know, about, like where, like, he told me about, like, other boxers that came, like, from the, like, they came up the same way. They didn't, you know, some of them didn't even have homes, no education. Some of them didn't even have parents. You know, they trained and they did their thing in the ring as an amateur, and then they soon worked up their way as the pros. And now they're like Hall of Famers, and, you know, that really inspired me too when he told me that, because, you know, I want to be one of them.
Now, March 13th, you're set to fight in Big Punch Arena. You know, any butterflies going through the stomach, Mijo?
You know, a little bit, because it's a new experience, you know, fighting without a headgear and, you know, like, and, you know, being called a pro. You know, fighting as a pro. But other than that, you know, I feel good. You know, I'm just trying to stay a little, like, relaxed, you know, get well prepared, you know, stay focused. You know, that's pretty much it. But other than that, you know, I feel good. I feel good.
You know, it's a pleasure to have you on my show, because I've had you on before, but you were much, much younger. And, yeah. You know, when I got to admit, when your dad sent me a picture of you today, I was like, wow, the kid grew.
Yeah.
You're a very chiseled, you know, muscular young man now. You know, the thing about this sport is we get back what we give to it. And you've truly dedicated your whole life to the sport of boxing.
Yes.
And it's a tremendous attribute. Jesus, how proud are you of Chiquito, seeing that not only did he take hold to the sport, but he stood with it, he dedicated his life to it, and now you get to see the fruits of his hard work pay off, sir.
Oh, Bob, man, as a father, I can't even explain. It's beyond anything I could reach out, that's for sure. You know, when he first started, I was like, you know, he's little. He wants to, you know, he's curious about it. He's going to try it out. So I figured, I'll let him do it. I'll let him fight, you know. And I told my wife, you know, he'll let him fight a couple times. Then he'll stop. And then, you know, just so you can say he did it, you know. And then never in my life did I ever think he'd get as far as he did and accomplish what he did. Never in my life did I ever think that. And when I saw the national titles racking up and the dedication and all that, I was like, man, I need to help this kid. I need to help my son. So I devoted myself to helping him, and thank the good Lord, here we are. You know, this made it this far, and he's definitely going to take the hard one into another level, that's for sure. And I can say I'm very, very proud of that.
Well, you know, sources have it that he kind of already has, you know. Is it true that the United Way recognized Chiquito in an aspect that, you know, not many athletes get to be recognized in the sport?
Yes, yes. My brother Juan Martinez, he set that up for us. Got Chiquito recognized, and for what he's done and what he's done in the community. And, you know, and it's just one example, you know, like look, like if this little kid that came from two young parents, you know, can do all this, you know, I mean, man, the sky's the limit for any kid. Any kid can do it. And from there on out, no lie, I devoted myself to helping every kid I can to try and make him a champion also. And we got a couple, and I'm pretty sure Dom, we'll be on the radio again later talking to those kids too.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I've been trying to tell you for years, my show is your show. You know, once you're my family, you're my family. You know, I'm
thank
different.
Thank you, brother. Likewise, thank you.
Well, that's just how life should be, you know. Chiquito, how much did it mean to you to be honored and recognized by the United Way? Because, yeah, you've got all these accomplishments and you've created a great path for yourself. But to have others take notice, have others look at you, and recognize what you've given back, not only to the sport, but to the community. How did that make you feel, Neil?
You know, it made me feel good. You know, it really means a lot to me because, you know, I feel like really honored to be one of the only kids that does that here in Merced. You know, not a lot of kids have the chance to do that, you know. And, you know, I feel really blessed to be able to do that. And like show like everybody that like, you know, anybody could do it. Like my dad said, you know, no matter how big or small, rich or poor, like anybody could do it.
Yeah. You know, you couldn't have said it better, my friend. You couldn't have said it better. You know, I'm proud of what you, your father and your brother and everybody has truly created there. You know, a good friend of mine, Jacob Stitch Duran, is from Banana, and, you know, he's very dedicated. You know, Jesus, what did it mean for Jacob Stitch Duran to reach out to you and shed a little love on your gym?
Oh, it meant a lot. It meant the world to us because it really motivated these kids to see that they were getting recognized by Stitch Duran, you know, a hometown hero, you know, And you know, and also, you know, I want to give recognition to you, Don, because you had a big part of that too, you know, and I'm eternally grateful for that, my friend, because, man, you have no idea what it means to these kids when they, you know, these kids want to feel like, they want to feel as pro atmosphere as possible to them, and it didn't get much closer than that to them. I tell you what, they were really happy, they're really, like, really feel proud to have them on, you know, and try out their skills with it. You know, it was really cool to see them as happy as they are.
First, I had no role in that, man. I don't know what you're talking about. I got to give you a bad time, man. I don't like acknowledgments, you know. The thing about life is we should love each other as we're family. We should give back to our community as family. You know, the best way to look at life is not to look at a person for their color or for, you know, where they come from or how they're dressed, but how they truly treat each other. And we can make the place, the sport, and life a much better aspect. You know, Chiquito, this is going to be your first time walking out fully dressed. You're going to be sporting it from the back of the hall to the ring. You know, what does it mean for you as you sit here in anticipation, knowing that you're going to walk out as a pro for the first time, Neil?
You know, it's a dream come true. You know, I really never thought I'd, you know, really do it. You know, coming out of Merced, you know, like my dad said, you know, he thought I was just gonna do it for a little bit and, you know, get a couple fights and then stop just so I could say that I did it. But no, you know, I had the dedication to keep going, you know, rack up some national titles and rack up a lot of more fights and, you know, and make a name for myself. And, you know, it feels really good knowing that, you know, I did it, you know. You know, I made it to the pros, and, you know, we're going to make an even bigger name for ourselves too.
Yeah, you know, I'm so proud of you, and I'm glad, like I said, I got this opportunity to have you on the show because I've watched you come up in the ranks. I've watched you come up as an amateur. And, you know, to hear others' words about you, you know, saying, this kid is going to be somebody. You know, I already knew it. You know, watching you in the gym that day when I was there and watching you, you know, via social media. The thing about life is in this sport, you know, with the several legends and world champions in boxing that I've had on my show, stay true to your amateur roots. Stay true to what created you, Mijo. Because I'm going to tell you what, you know, from James Toney to Livingstone Bramble to Buster Douglas to you name it, the one thing that they cherished the most was their amateur fights, was their upcoming. And never forget where you came from, Mijo. No matter how big you get in life or in the sport, don't forget the you know, the aspect that created you, that made you who you are. You know, the thing I love about what you've created is humility. You're bringing humility to the sport. You know, who was it, Chiquito, that other than your father, because I know your father's your number one fan, but other than your father, who was it that truly inspired you to work that much harder in the gym to get on the path you're on now?
To probably one of my favorite boxers, Roman Gonzalez, Chocolatito, because, you know, I heard he came up from, like, you know, nothing, and now he's the top, like, pound-for-pound fighter ever, you know, and he really inspired me because he's small, too. Like, when I met him, we're practically, like, the same height, and I was like, man, you know, like, someone little can do big things, too.
Yeah, I love it, you know, because the reason I laugh is, it wasn't at what you said. I just had Scotty the Bulldog Olsen on, you know, a two-time world champion from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And he made a comment on my show. I think he's only 5'2". And so I think you got him beat by that point. So you're not the smallest boxer in history. But you're definitely gonna leave your mark on the sport. You know, sometimes in life we don't really realize the opportunities that we get, but you have through your father and through the gym. You know, what does it mean, Chiquito, to see the smile on your mother, your father's face, your family's face, your teammates' face? What does it mean to have their support as you step into the ring March 13th?
you know, it means a lot because not a lot of, you know, other people have the support like I do. You know, I have my family. I have, you know, I have a lot of friends that support me. And, you know, I feel really, you know, blessed to have that because not a lot of people have that kind of support like I do.
You know, there's very few fighters that at the age of 17 turn pro. You know, I could think of just a handful. So you've already set the precedence in that aspect. You know, it's a tremendous thing that you've done. You know,
yes.
You've got the world looking at you. You know, now you're turning pro, and now the world's really going to be looking at you. You know, the only words
yes.
I can give you is to stay true to who you are. Stay true to what created you, and greatness will follow. You know, I kind of want to ask you a question. I don't know if you're a little too young to answer this question, but I'm going to ask you anyway because I think you have the mentality to answer it. You know, now that your pro fight, your pro debut is set to come forth, you know, March 13th, you know, sometimes in life we'll walk by a car window, a mirror, or we'll just be at a park, you know, skipping rocks across the water.
Yes.
Let's say you look down into the water and you get a reflection of who you are, the warrior you are, and the road you've walked. Who does Chiquito
yes.
Hero see?
Oh, shoot. You know, like, champion. You know, I see, like, when I look at myself, I see, you know, like a champion. I see, you know, someone who's going to really, you know, make it in life and, like, you know, give back to his community and be a role model to many.
Amen. You know, you're a very articulated young man. Jesus, you didn't do too bad there, brother.
Thank you.
You know, Jesus, you know, my show is kind of like Barbara Walters in an essence sometimes. And to be quite honest with you, I'm nervous. I'm actually the one that's nervous on tonight's show, and I'm generally never nervous on a show. But, you know, what your son has correlated in the sport is tremendous. You know, the aspect that he brought into life and in his walk is that of a very kindred old soul. How proud of you, and what words would you say to your son as he sits across from you to let him know what an inspiration he's been, not only to you, your family, but what does this moment mean for you to see him walk into greatness?
Oh, it means everything. It's like, you know, we come from a family of field workers, warehouse workers, you know, forklift drivers, you know, and it's like to see him come out and do what he's doing, and he's taking our family to a whole new level, you know, a whole different adventure, you know, and I'm proud because like you said, you know, not this a lot of field work and warehouse work out here in Merced County, you know, in Merced itself, and you know, to be able to make it, you know, it's really hard, and you know, I'm just proud that he was able to stay focused and stay determined to stay on track and get to where he's get. You know, now this new journey, you know, he's gonna be a grown man. He's gonna be an adult in September. So now the rest is on him. You know, we'll be there for support and we'll be there for support and help. And the rest is pretty much on him now. He's gonna have to make his own decisions, his own path to, you know, to become world champion. Like I know he will be.
And, you know, to further add to that, I want to let my listeners know, you know, not only has he won 23 national titles, he was also ranked number one for the last 8 years in his weight division. So, I mean, that right there is an accomplishment in itself. You know, you're a tremendous individual, Chiquito. Your ability, your attitude, and your heart are truly in the right place. You know, when you think about what's going to happen March 13th and the aspects that it's going to add to you, you know, how grateful are you to the ones that stood by your side, the ones that didn't stand in front of you, the ones that didn't stand behind you, the ones that stood by your side and whispered the words of intent that you needed, the ones that gave you a push when you needed that push, the ones that told you the truth, the ones that have been there since day one. What does it mean for you to have those type of aspects, and what words would you like to say to them?
You know, yeah, it really means a lot. Like, you know, I feel really, you know, blessed and, you know, honored to have them, like, you know, by my side, like my dad, my mom, my other coach, Brian, my uncle, David, and, you know, our other boxing family, you know, it's, I love them, you know, very much. And I really do appreciate what they do for me. You know, without them, I probably wouldn't even, you know, be where I'm at now. You know, like if they didn't, you know, if I did something bad, if they told me not to do that again, you know, I'd listen to them, you know, and shoot, you know, it's really an honor to have them because not a lot of, you know, fighters have that type of guidance like that too. Like they're either partying, they're, you know, doing drugs, or like they're just like they just have a lot of distractions. And you know, with them, they really helped me a lot, you know, to push through all that. And they'd always told me that it'd all be there later, like all the, like, you know, the fame, everything will be there later on. You just gotta wait, be patient, and let God do His job, and you know, see what the future holds.
Very well said. You know, I'll be honest with you. I'm transparent on my show. You know, I kind of try to look up to see who your opponent was, and on the fight poster, it doesn't even name it. But, you know, why don't you let the sports world know who you're facing come March 13th? Your father forgot to tell me that. But let the sporting world know who you're going to face March 13th. And how they can get tickets and, you know, find you and follow you into your pro debut.
Yeah, I fight March 13th in Tijuana, Mexico at the Big Punch Arena. I fight against Jonathan Pinedo from Ensenada. He is he has one fight, and that is a draw. And I will be making my pro debut, and we'll live stream it. You can buy tickets at the door, and we'll live stream it on Facebook at Horror Bros on Facebook.
Definitely. You know, it's going to be a tremendous night. You're gonna walk into the arena, an amateur, and you're gonna walk out a pro. You know,
yeah.
What is that? When you sit back and you think about that, you know, the hard work, the determination truly has paid off. What do you feel Chiquito Haro has to bring into the ring come March 13th?
Yeah, I think about that a lot. I gotta bring all the skills that I worked on in the gym, everything that my dad and my coach, the coach Brian, they've showed me, and basically just, you know, my skill and heart and, you know, determination to, you know, just get through the fight, you know, whatever the outcome is, you know, win or loss, we're always going to, you know, keep going, keep pushing. You know, it's going to be a one hell of a fight, too.
Oh, I already know that. I've watched you grow up, young man. You're a tremendous warrior, and to get this opportunity to interview you is really a notch in my belt. You know, people think that I, you know, love doing the champions and the legends, which I do, but it's young fighters like you that I truly love to have on my show. Your heart, your integrity, and your passion is truly defined. You know, like I said earlier, you're a kindred old soul in a young man's body. And you don't see that very often in this sport. You know, I commend you on what you brought to the sport and the ability that you ascertained, because you truly have worked your rear end off to get where you're at.
Yes, yes.
You truly have created an aspect in the sport that I've only seen once or twice before. I've never seen anybody with these types of credentials at your young age. It shows your dedication and how much you truly are in love with the path that you're on. Jesus, you know, I'm a father myself, you know, so to sit back and watch when my son creates greatness or when my son steps out on stage in front of thousands of people as an artist, you know, I can't help but feel that warmth in my heart and the pride. You know, I know I kind of asked you a similar question earlier, but come March 13th, what is that moment going to mean to you, not as a coach, but as a father?
Oh, nothing but proud, and I'll probably get a little emotional because like I said, I still remember that first amateur fight, and for the blink of an eye, it's gonna be his first pro fight, and for the good Lord to bless me with life to be there, it's I can't even explain it. It's so awesome. You know, I can't wait.
Don't be afraid to get emotional, man. Every grown man just about cried on my show, bro. it's life, man. You gotta, you know, the point I'm getting at is that there has to be so much pride there, you know.
Absolutely.
Because you and your son and multitudes of other people have dedicated their life for this one day. You know, for the beginning of the pro career of Chiquito Herrero. And that's something not to be overlooked. A lot of people in a lot of shows won't look at life in that aspect. But your son has spent his whole life for this moment. And that's something to be commended. And that's something to be treasured. Because you only get this moment once in your life, Chiquito. So truly go out there and live your dreams. Whether you win or you get a lesson, truly hold on to this day as the most special memory you ever had, because it's defining you as a man. It's creating you as an aspect in the sport for the world to see. You know, I think in my heart, from watching your films and training videos and knowing you throughout the years, that you're going to be a champion in this sport. If you keep the mindset, the mentality, and the work ethic that you've correlated as an amateur, the world is yours. There's only one bit of advice I can give you, is don't let your head become bigger than the people that were there and your career in the beginning. Stay that young man that wrote his name on the trophy, you know, because that's what's going to make you a world champion, mijo. You know, remain humble and listen to your father and your other trainers, and take that advice, and don't become bigger than the fighter that you are.
Yes.
You know, with that being said, you know, this is a tremendous moment in your life. You're becoming a true man, a pro, and that aspect never happens for a lot of fighters. So this opportunity is a tremendous one. You know, take great advantage of it, and live it for every minute that it's worth. You know, I'm going to toss the mic to you for a minute, Chiquito. Let the sport world know what it is about boxing, what it is about life that has inspired you so much to create this type of greatness for yourself.
Like, you know, just, you know, seeing what goes on, you know, in my town, you know, just, you know, seeing all the homeless, seeing, you know, broken families, you know, and just seeing, like, just, like some dirty little environments, you know, and, you know, just boxing, it really made me want to, you know, keep, you know, made me want to keep going in this and, you know, help fix all of that, you know, like, you know, do something for my community. Like, you know, clean up the areas, you know, provide, like, you know, like money, like funding for, you know, homes, you know, like things like that. And so, and like, you know, getting, having like little, like more gyms too, you know, open up more gyms so that, you know, more children could be off the streets and into a gym so that they could be, you know, maybe one day they could be like me, you know, like multinational titles and, you know, maybe even become pro and do something for, and like, you know, I'll pass the torch to them and they can maybe, you know, do something for the community too.
Most definitely. Jesus, you raised a hell of a kid, bro. You really did. You know, and I commend you both. You know, I know March 13th is coming up closely. I'm glad we finally got you on the show. You know, it's tremendous because what I take away from the interview with your son and you thus far is it's a community. You know, this isn't about him. It's about the community. And I got to say, that touches my heart because you don't really see a fighter like your son, Chiquito, speak about the community. It's always about them. It's never about my community. I want to do something different for my community. I want to make a difference in my community. That's what life is about. That's what the sport
Absolutely.
Is about. You know, Chiquito, what is that passion that has you so giving back? I know your father has instilled great value in you. I know that you love the sport, but on the giving side, on the community side, at what point in your life did you decide that I had to give back?
It was like, I don't know, I remember seeing a 24/7 about Manny Pacquiao and how he gave back to his community in the Philippines and how he, you know, built homes, provided more food, you know, everything for the homeless there. And, you know, it really inspired me to do the same because look at him, he's great. He made a really big name for himself because of that too. And I would like to do the same, you know. And, you know, I love my town. And just as he loves his, just as he loves the Philippines. And I would like to, you know, follow his footsteps and do the same.
So you're gonna be another Stitch, aren't you? Yeah. That's so, man, I'm honored to have you on my show, young man. I truly am.
Yeah, thank you for having
me. You don't gotta thank me. You've created your own greatness and now you're sharing it, instilling it with others. You know, what statement would you like to make? Because I know you don't talk crap, and I know you're all about business, but what statement would you like to make to your opponent come March 13th?
You know, just, you know, be ready because I'm coming.
You're gonna have to work on that part, bro.
Yeah.
You're a pro now. Now you gotta step up and tell it like it is, homie. But do it with integrity.
Yeah.
And you know, you gotta show him who Chiquito Herro is and what he's about ready to take witness to. You know, son, I wish you the best of luck on March 13th. You truly have made a difference in the sport for many. You've truly captured my heart, and you become, I guess you could say, a fighter that many aspects of the sport are looking at. You have a great future, and you have a great mind. You know, the world is yours. The world is, it's going to be what you make of it. Seize every moment, son. Make every moment count in your life. And as I said earlier, don't forget those that help make you, that help create you, and lead you into the young man you are today. You know, Jesus, he's a tremendous young man, like I said earlier, and it's an honor. Is there anything that you would like to say to the sporting community, Jesus, about March 13th or any other aspect that is invoked with Chiquito?
Yeah, I want to say to any promoters out there, any big organizations out there, I mean, be on the lookout because Jesus Chiquito Haro's coming. He's about to bring a lot of attention back to the flyweight division.
You know, and I want to say, Oscar De La Hoya, Golden Boy Promotions, I know you listen to my show. You better start paying close attention to this young man. I told you about Victor Morales Jr. You better pay attention to Chiquito Haro. I'm telling you what. You know, this is the future. This is the type of mentality that we need in the sport. With that being said, you know, gentlemen, it was an honor to have you on the show tonight. And I'm going to toss the mic to... Oh, man, just... You're in a rush to go, aren't you? I'm going to... you know, the honor is all mine, truly. But I'm going to toss the mic to Chiquito. If you have any sponsors...
Yes.
Friends or family, social media sites, or just anything else you'd like to add to the show before I let you go, mijo. The floor is yours.
Yeah. Follow me on Instagram at _23x on Instagram, and follow us on Facebook at Horror Bros and Horror Bros Boxing Team on Instagram, and at Lefty Horror on Instagram too. That's my father's.
Now, do you have any sponsors for this up-and-coming fight, young man?
Yes, Finished MMA, Brandon Supply, and Hemp Cowboy, and Inside Lines, and that's it, yeah.
Well, we're going to have to work on getting you a few more sponsors. I'll see what I can do. On my end, I might not be able to do it for this fight, but I believe in you, Mijo, and I think the sport is gaining a true warrior. You know, you go out there March 13th and you show the world who you are, and you show them what you're capable of. Jesus, it truly was an honor. I'm going to pass the mic to you. If you have anything that you would like to add to the program, the floor is yours, Father.
Thank you. I want to say, anybody out there, you know, what we do, you know, is we don't believe in just one champion. We believe everyone here can be a champion. You know, I strongly go by this saying that Denzel Washington said at one of his famous speeches is do not aspire to make a living, aspire to make a difference. And I truly believe that at the bottom of my heart. And that's why I devote my time to these kids, to my sons, to my family, to my friends. To bring the best out of everybody, because I honestly believe that we have more than one champion here in Merced.
Oh, most definitely. I know you do. You know, and before I let you go, I want to kind of emulate off of what you said and maybe help give Chiquito a little bit of advice, you know, going forward in his career. It's not how many times you fall down in life. It's how many times you get up that matters.
Yeah.
So as long as you look at it like that, you know, realize no matter what, you can be as great as you want to be. You can be all that you want to be in the sport. You've proven that thus far. Go out into the pro world and show the world who Chiquito Haro is. You know, my friend, I'm truly honored and blessed that I got this opportunity to interview you. I can't wait for March 13th, you know, and we'll have you back on the show after March 13th, either way,
for sure.
Because I think that you have the heart of the champion, and I think you're going to make a great name in the sport, and I'm truly honored that you let me interview you tonight.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Thank you, brother. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, I'm tickled to death, bro. I really am. And Chiquito, if you want to get mad at anybody before we'll leave on a laughing note. I've been trying to get you on since last Sunday, so if you want to get mad at anybody, get mad at your pops. I love you guys, man. Hey, you have a good night, and I wish you the best of luck come March 13th, Chiquito. Go out there and shock the world.
Thank you.
All right, God bless you guys.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was a boxing prodigy, Jesus Chiquito Haro. Man, I've never heard a 17-year-old kid talk about community, giving back, and the love for others as much as that young man. You know, quite humble, but 108 fights, 8 losses, 23 national titles, and ranked number 1 in his weight class for the last 8 years. That's an incredible feat by somebody who's only 17 years old. So if you are a boxing promotion, you know, Golden Boy, Top Rank, whoever, I suggest you snatch him up quick, because this young man is going to make a difference in the sweet science. You know, it was truly an honor and a pleasure to have him on my show tonight. I want to thank my sponsors, Finished MMA with Juan Martinez, Cutman for Hire with Jacob Stitch Duran, and Juan Ramirez, By Me Mouthguards with Joe Rice, and last but not least, the86ers.net with Alfred and Freddie. You know, without these 4 tremendous sponsors, I wouldn't have a show. I wouldn't be an aspect in the sport. You know, you're only as good as your team. And with that being said, have a good night, and God bless.
Yeah. Fool, you know how we do it. I want the west side. I'ma do the west side. Nothing but the west side. Ain't nothing going on but the bomb ass rap song, hitting all night long. Just like me on the black and white ivory, getting 6 on a Tito. You don't wanna see a G break your ass like dishes, buster ass tricks. Sleep with the fishes, running from Lennox up at Venice. They wanna have me in strikes like Dennis the Menace, but that ain't poppin', ain't no stopping. Faux hopping, ass dropping, coup de bill. My truth can heal, fool. I got skills, so back on up before I check that chin. Down as fuck.